The Letter of James, Chapter 2. My brethren, do not hold the faith of our glorious Lord Jesus Christ so as to show a partiality for persons. For if there comes into your assembly a man in splendid apparel, and with gold rings on his fingers, and there comes in also a poor man in mean clothing, and you show regard to him that wears the splendid apparel, and say to him, Sit here in an honorable place. And you say to the poor man, Do you stand there, or sit here, under my footstool? Are you not partial in yourselves? And are you not judges having evil thoughts? Hear, my beloved brethren, has not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom which God has promised to those who love him? But you dishonor the poor man. Do not the rich oppress you? And do they not themselves drag you to the judgment seats? Do they not themselves revile that honorable name which is called upon you? If, however, you fulfill the law of highest excellence according to the Scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You do well. But if you show partiality for persons, you work sin, and are convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever shall keep the whole law, and yet fail in one, is an offender against all. For he that said, Do not commit adultery, said also, Do not kill. Now, though you do not commit adultery, yet, if you kill, you are a transgressor of law. So speak, and so act, as those who shall be judged by the law of liberty. For he shall have judgment without mercy, who has shown no mercy. Mercy glories over judgment. What profit is there, my brethren, if any one say he has faith, and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked, and destitute of daily food, and any of you say to them, Go in peace, be warmed and be filled, and yet give them not the things that are needful for the body, what does this profit them? So also faith, if it has not works, is dead, being by itself. But some will say, You have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith by your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God, do you well? The demons also believe and tremble. But will you know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works, when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? Do you see that faith was a co-worker in his works, and by works his faith was made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Do you see that a man is justified by works, and not by faith only? Likewise, was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers and sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also.